Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Biden, Madam Vice President, Mr. Epoch, Americans, and the world. When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade? The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. In the thorns of what just isn't always just if. And yet, the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one. And yes, we are far from polished, far from pristine, but that doesn't mean we are striving to form a union that is perfect. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. And so we lift our gaze not to what stands between us, but what stands before us. We close the divide because we know to put our future first. We must first put our differences aside. We lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in all the bridges we've made. That is the promised glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare it. Because being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it. Would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us. This is the era of just redemption. We feared it at its inception. We did not feel prepared to be the heirs of such a terrifying hour, but within it we found the power to author a new chapter, to offer hope and laughter to ourselves. So, while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe? Now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us? We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised, but whole, benevolent, but bold, fierce, and free. We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation, because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation. Our blunders become their burdens, but one thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than one we were left. With every breath from my bronze pounding chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the golden hills of the west. We will rise from the windswept northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked south. We will rebuild enough to see it if only we're brave enough to be it.
Good evening, friends and neighbors and radio land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that will separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know, and we want you to know, that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving. When others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions, and then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strength, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we never knew him before. Wherein we began to understand him in a way we never understood him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we're not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. To talk briefly, we talked last week of who is this Jesus. And we found out that he is the offspring of a virgin's womb. And so on today, I want to talk to you about what he came to do. And what he came to do was to reconcile between God and sinners. He wanted God and sinners to reconcile. Turn with me to Galatians chapter number 4. Verses 4 through 6. Galatians 4 and verse 4. And in the fullness of time has come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. The United States of America can never be truly united until we that are serious about the faith put Christ back in school. America can never be truly united until we put the Ten Commandments back on the courtroom wall. America can never be truly united until we are willing to turn back to God. Are you listening to me? Well, you see, the writer here acquaints us with the happier state of Christians under the gospel dispensation, when the fullness of time had come, the time appointed of the Father, when he would put an end to the legal dispensation and set up another, a more better in the room of it. God sent his son. Are you listening to me? The person employed, if you will, to introduce, if you will, the new dispensation was none other than the Son of God himself, the only begotten of the Father, who, as he has been prophesied of from the foundation of the world. So in due time, he was manifested for this purpose. He is of the great decision had undertaken, submitted to be made of a woman. There is reaction. Are you listening to me? For you see, he who was God was truly God for our sake, becomes a man who was Lord of all, conceded to come into a state of subjection and take upon himself a form of a servant. And one great end to all this was to redeem those that were under the law, to save those who, from that intolerable yoke, and to appoint gospel ordinances more rational and easy. Are you listening to me?
Freedoms and
they were under tutors and governors. Are you listening to me? This was the course of the apostle. This was the course of the apostle's argument. You see, he leads us to take notice as one thing signifying that gracious adoption which the gospel so often speaks of. Chapter 9, verse 4. But now, under the gospel, particular believers receive the adoption and earnestness and evidence of it. They have together there with the spirit of adoption. God his son to your heart's crying, Abba, Father. The apostle concludes this argument by adding, wherefore you are no more a servant, but sons, therefore they were no longer under the servitude of the law upon believing in Christ. We become the sons of God. Are you listening to me? Therefore, we observe 2 points to be true. The first point is the wonders of divine love and mercy toward us, particularly of God the Father in sending his Son to the world to redeem and save us from and save us of the Son of God, and in submitting so low and serving so much fierce in persuading, so much focus in persuading of that design, and the Holy Ghost in conceding to dwelling in the hearts of believers for such gracious purpose, are you listening to me? And secondly, the great inviolable advantage which Christians enjoy under the gospel. For you see, we receive the adoption. It's the great privilege which we have as believers through Christ, that they are adopted children of God in heaven. Are you listening to me? We must recognize, know, and understand we who by nature are children of wrath and disobedience, and become by grace the children of love, for we have the spirit of adoption. All who have the privilege of adoption that have the spirit of adoption, all who receive into the number, partake of the nature of the children of God. For you see, we will have children that resemble him. And you see, the spirit of adoption is always the spirit of prayer. And it is our duty in prayer to the eye of God as Father. If we are his sons, then his heirs is so. Among men who the eldest son is the heir, but God's children are all heirs. Those are those who have the nature of son shall have the inheritance of sons. So now we know what he came to do.
Smile, your warm embrace. We petition you once more in this celebration. We pray for divine favor upon our president, Joseph R. Biden, and our first lady, Dr. Jill Biden, and their family. We further ask that you would extend the same favor upon our vice president, Kamala D. Harris, and our second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, and their family. More than ever, they and our nation need you. We need you, for in you we discover our common humanity. In our common humanity, we will seek out the wounded and bind their wounds. We will seek healing for those who are sick and diseased. We will mourn our dead. We will befriend the lonely, the least, and the left out. We will share our abundance with those who are hungry. We will do justly to the oppressed, acknowledge sin, and seek forgiveness, thus grasping reconciliation. In discovering our humanity, we will seek the good in and for all our neighbors. We will love the unlovable. Remove the stigma of the so-called untouchables. We will care for our most vulnerable, our children, the elderly, emotionally challenged, and the poor. We will seek rehabilitation beyond correction. We will extend opportunity to those locked out of opportunity. We will make friends of our enemies. We will make friends of our enemies. People, your people, shall no longer raise up weapons against one another. We will rather use our resources for the national good and become a beacon of life and goodwill to the world, and neither shall we learn hatred anymore. We'll lie down in peace, not make our neighbors afraid. In you, O God, we discover our humanity. In our humanity, we discover our commonness. Beyond the difference of color, creed, origin, political party, ideology, geography, and personal preference, we'll become greater stewards of your environment, preserving the land, reaping from it a sustainable harvest, and securing its wonder and miracle-giving power for generations to come. This is our benediction, that from these hallowed grounds, where slaves labored to build this shrine and citadel to liberty and democracy, let us all acknowledge from the indigenous Native American to those who recently received their citizenship, from the African American to those whose foreparents came from Europe and every corner of the globe, from the wealthy to those struggling to make it, from every human being regardless of their choices, that this is our country. As such, teach us, O God. As such, teach us, O God, to live in it, love in it, be healed in it, and reconcile to one another in it, lest we miss kingdom's goal. To your glory, majesty, dominion, and power forever. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The strong name of our collective faith. Amen.
Which will be the best time.